Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, February 10th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news yesterday, a local Zolfo Springs family spotted a Burmese python, which turned out to be a record 16 feet 4 inches and weighing 300 pounds. After having its skin, they found it carrying 100 eggs. The family called in area wildman and snake hunter Dusty Crum. Crum, in an interview, said, "We are down in the Everglades trying to stop these pythons from migrating further north in all directions. Pythons are appearing in other places other than the Everglades." On Monday, Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission officers worked with the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office to capture a 9-foot python near Rotunda Inglewood in Charlotte County. If you come across an invasive python, you can call the FWC's Exotic Species Hotline at 1-888-I've-Got-One, 1-888-483-4681 to report non-native animals. On February 8th, the Polk County Sheriff's Office arrested 47-year-old Arlene LeBron, the Director of Nursing at Haines City Rehabilitation and Nursing, and 63-year-old Carol Rapolo LeMay, a registered nurse at the Day Surgery Center in Winter Haven, 2400 Dundee Road, for driving under the influence. At around 11:15 p.m. on February 8th, deputies responded to a report of a possible impaired driver who was blocking a customer in the Waverly, Lake Wales area, post office parking lot. Deputies located LeBron asleep in her running vehicle. Earlier that night, at around 8:30 p.m., Rapolo LeMay was driving westbound in the eastbound lanes of Cypress Gardens Boulevard in Winter Haven, almost striking them. Rapolo LeMay then pulled into the Marathon gas station on Cypress Gardens Boulevard Southeast. The witness followed Rapolo LeMay into the parking lot and, once parked, went up to her vehicle and, quote, requested the keys from the driver due to her driving patterns and possibly being impaired. Both were arrested for driving under the influence and are being held without bond. Your local events, the Hardy County Fair will be here this Saturday, February 13th until the 20th. You can visit their midway and enjoy carnival rides, fair food, and prize games. They'll also have lots of pageants and shows, and we will bring you each day's events starting this Friday right here on Hardy Midday. And next Monday, February 15th, will be open mic night at Main Street Wauchula. Come on out from 6 to 8 p.m. to hear some live musical performances on the stage. Your jobs here in Hardy County. Central Florida Pediatrics is looking for a medical office receptionist. Spanish fluency is required and a high school diploma or GED, and 3 years of medical office experience is preferred. Westgate Resorts is looking for a resort manager. A driver's license is required, an associate's degree and flexible schedule are preferred, and 1 year of hotel and hospitality experience and 2 years of hotel management experience are also preferred. And St. Amaro Post-Acute and Rehabilitation Center is looking for a social worker. 2 years of experience are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing a 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and reduce the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMidday at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 78 degrees out, feels like 85, mostly sunny. Air quality is fair, maximum UV index 5, moderate. Winds east-southeast 6 miles an hour, with gusts up to 8 miles an hour. Humidity is humid, 64%. Dew point 65, cloud cover 26%. The visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:44 a.m. Eastern Time. Wednesday, widespread dense fog early in the morning, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, areas of fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southeast after midnight. And Thursday, areas of fog in the morning, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s with southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Alabama's largest farm organization welcomes Senator Tommy Tuberville's appointment to the Senate Ag Committee. Alabama Farmers Federation was among the first groups to endorse the former Auburn University football coach's bid for the U.S. Senate. Federation President Jimmy Parnell praised Tuberville for putting in the work to learn about the issues important to farmers and seeking to be the voice for Alabama agriculture in Congress. U.S. pork exports reached nearly 3 million metric tons in 2020, topping the 2019 record by 11%. USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation shows pork export value also climbed 11%. Exports set new annual records in China, Hong Kong, Central America, Vietnam, and Chile, and achieved strong fourth quarter growth in Japan and Mexico. U.S. beef exports finished 2020 lower, falling 5% in both volume and value, but finished the year with some momentum. The USDA expects farmers to earn a lot more money from their crops and livestock in 2021, but not enough to offset higher production costs and a steep drop-off in taxpayer aid. AgriMarketing.com reports USDA's forecast for $111.4 billion in net farm income this year would represent a nearly $10 billion decline from 2020 when the farm sector was flooded with coronavirus relief payments. Cash receipts are expected to rise by $11.8 billion for crops and $8.6 billion for livestock.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The National Agriculture Communicators of Tomorrow is a collegiate-level organization dedicated to developing the next generation of agricultural leaders. Dr. Kelsey Hall is a professor at Utah State University and the faculty advisor for the Ag Communicators of Tomorrow.
This is a student organization. Help them connect with scholarships, internship, and professional development opportunities like Agriculture Media Summit and the NAFB Conference. It focuses on students who are studying agricultural communications or who are interested in agricultural communications at universities.
The National Ag Communicators of Tomorrow was established in 1970. Chapters are located in many different states, ranging from California to Georgia, Minnesota, down through Florida, and many other locations across the country. Hall says the ACT works with organizations in different segments of agriculture.
We try to collaborate with organizations like the National Farm Broadcasters Association, the Livestock Publications Council, and we try to make connections for these students so that they're getting to go to conferences, they're being exposed to internships, awards, and scholarships with these organizations so that they can be seeing what's in the future for them.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended a wobbly day with mixed results, ending a six-day winning streak for the S&P 500, even as the NASDAQ eked out another record high. A late slump pulled the S&P 500 down 0.1%, having set an all-time high of its own a day earlier. Small company stocks also continued to rise. Investors are keeping their eyes on Washington, where Democrats plan to move ahead without Republican help on a major stimulus bill for the economy. Treasury yields rose today. The Dow lost 10 points to close at 31,375. The NASDAQ gained 20 to close at 14,007. The S&P 500 down 4 points to 3,911. New York oil rose 39 cents, closing at $58.36 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA last night, winners included Charlotte, Washington, Toronto, San Antonio, Dallas, Phoenix, Milwaukee, and the LA Lakers. In the National Hockey League, six games played last night. Winners were Toronto, the New York Islanders, Edmonton, Columbus, Tampa Bay, and Arizona. Top 25 college basketball, top-ranked Gonzaga was a winner over BYU, 82-71. Number 4, Ohio State, down Maryland, 73-65. While Kansas upset number 23, Oklahoma State, 78-66. The Atlantic Coast Conference has postponed Miami's men's basketball game at North Carolina. They did that last night. Officials from both schools concluding the game could not be played. This is SRN Sports. Less than 24 hours after winning the Super Bowl, Tampa Bay quarterback Tom Brady and coach Bruce Arians are already looking to next season. Both say they'll be back. The challenge of winning again begins with trying to keep some key components together for next season. Brady threw three touchdown passes on the way to claiming a record seventh NFL title with a 31-9 rout of the Kansas City Chiefs, two to Rob Gronkowski and one to Antonio Brown. Both played on one-year contracts after being lured to Tampa Bay by Brady. Leonard Fournette ran for the team's other touchdown. He also joined the Bucs on a one-year deal. And Sophia Kennan begins defense of her Australian Open tennis title when she takes on Australian Madison Inglis to play at Rod Laver Arena. The American beat Garbiñ Muguruza in the final last year in three sets for her first Grand Slam title. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, life is all about perspective. The sinking of the Titanic was a miracle to the lobsters in the ship's galley. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.